holding by the Mishnah on Chaf Gimel on the Beis at the top. Top of the page. Okay, so we said that Chazal have this in the Rabbanon. If a woman is taken captive by non-Jews, we have to assume that they've been ravaged by the, taken advantage of by their captors, and that will make her them psula the kahuna. And Eidechot is believed to say that she was, that they were with her and nothing happened. So the Mishnah, Shtei Noshim Shenishvu, two women were taken captive, Zoysa Meres Nishbesi Vitaharani, Zoysa Meres Nishbesi Vitaharani, Enon Nemonris. So each one is testifying about themselves. So we had in the previous mission, if we did not know of their captivity other than through their own statements, there's a Pesha also Pesha Hitter. We only know that they've been taken captive because they said so, and they said that they're Tahara. But over here, there was Adim that they were Nishbu. We know that they were taken captive. But the Adim don't know what happened to them. And the only person saying that they are Tahara, they are not Psulois, Pissulois, because nothing happened to them, is themselves, so they're not believed. Was one chain meidas zu as zu harel and amonis. But if each one is testifying for the other one, so Rachel and Leah, Rachel saying that I was taken captive, and I know that when I saw that nothing happened to Leah, and Leah saying that nothing happened to Rachel, so over there in that situation, Eidechot is believed, and they can testify for each other. So here we know that they were taken captive, other than just by their statements. So they are not believed to testify that they are there to her. But Shemida Zuazu, Kolachas, Ameris, Chaverity to her. Each one is saying the other one is okay. So here's a leniency of the Chazal that relied on the case of Shuya, where the psul is not a vadai. If an Eidech says that they're Tahara, that the woman is Tahara, she's believed. The Eidech is believed, and that even if that Eidech is a woman. Okay. A Tosfos just points out one thing in the Mishnah when it says Zosimeres Nishbesi B'Taharani. If there are Edim that they were Nishbu, so really that first word Nishbesi is not necessary. We know that they were Nishbu. That's a takeoff from the last Mishnah where the woman she was the source of our knowledge that she was taken captive. She says Nishbesi B'Taharani. Well, there the Mishnah says she's believed because she has a Pesha Osir, but here she doesn't have a Pesha Osir. She really, the correct curious Tosfos says is Zosimeres Taharani. But Tosfos, you could say it. So we could, maybe the Chiddush of the Mishnah is even if the woman doesn't know about the Edom, so she's coming in and saying, by the way, I was taken captive and to her only, so she thinks she has a Pesha Osir, so that should give her some more Nemonis. So remember, Tosfos learns that Pesha Osir Pesha Yitzir is a Migu, so we theoretically have a Migu over here because if she doesn't know about the Edom, the Migo should work. Still, the Mishnah says no, but since we know independently the Migo doesn't work for that situation, the halachic assumption that there's a problem prevents us from believing her even with the Migo. The way Rashi learns the Peshas or Pesha Hitler is not a Migo, it's this yisoid of if the person is the source of the issue, they have a right to clarify. So that would be true over here. It's not even a Havamina, that would be true. But according to Tosfos, Tosfos understands Pesha Yitzir is a migu. So Tosfos says it's a pretty good habamina. If we can tell from the way she's talking that she doesn't know about the Edom, so in her mind she has the Pesha. She had an option of not saying anything. So there's the migu should be valid. The Mishnah, no, it's not valid. That's a bechiddush according to Tosfos. Tanu Rabbanan, Ani Tameya Bechaberti to her. The woman comes in and says that I am Tameya. But I know the other woman was not taking advantage of. I was with her, and I know she's not taking advantage of, and she's Tahara. So she's Nemenis. She's believed vis-a-vis herself that she's Tameya, which we would have assumed anyway. But she's also believed that the other woman is Tahara. Let's say I need Tahara Bechaberti Tameya. Ain't a Nemenis. So she has no Nemenis on herself. And she's not the modest on the other woman to say the other woman is Tamea either. Okay? The Mora is going to talk about what's the case exactly. And if we know that she was Nishbu, we would assume she's Tamea anyway. So what's the Kiddush to say she's... She says the woman is Tamea. We also assume the woman is Tamea. So what's the... And then she's not believed. Well, what does it mean she's not believed? I mean, we assume the woman is Tamea anyway. So the Mora is going to talk about that. Ani bechaverti tameya nemenas alat vavena nemenas al chaverto. Ani bechaverti tahara nemenas al chaverto vavena nemenas alatzma. Okay. So the second case, so the first case, she says I'm tameya chaverti to her. She's believed. We get that. She vis-a-vis herself. She has a shabinash chlichel disura. She's saying she's tameya. Therefore, she's also tukuna. So she's mechuyev to follow that deeper. And she has the modus to say that the woman is Tahara, like our Mishnah said. But the second case, where she says, Ani Tahara Chaberti Tameya, so she's not believed. I'm Remar, Ani Tahara Chaberti Tameya, Ena Nemenis. Hechi Dami, what was the case? In the case of Idoleka Edom, there are no Edom which we know that she was taken captive. So, Alatma Mine Loy Mehemna. So why shouldn't she believe to say that she's Tahara? Nishbeisi v'Tahara Nikomra. That's the case of the previous Mishnah. The woman walks in and says, "Listen, we don't. We're not aware of any issue." And she comes and informs us that she was taken captive, but that she's Tahara. She's believed. So if there's no aid in that they were taken captive, why would she not be believed in herself? Ella, what pshita? The case has to be the aidim. So the case has to be that there were aidim. That she was taken captive, and therefore she's not believed to say to her own name. Now, so that's the case of the Braisa. So, Eimim Mitzias, let's see the middle case. And even Chereti Tameya, the Menes Alatzma, Vena the Menes Al Chabreta. So she says that she's Tameya, she's not believed in the other woman. Mi Dika Edim, Amai Lo Mehemna. If there are no Edim, excuse me, if there are no Edim, we understand the case. So the woman comes, we're not aware that they were taken into captivity. She comes and she's made that I was taken captive, then I'm Tamei. Okay, so Shabbat Shechichli Surah, so she's also. And this other woman was also taken captive, and she's also Tamei. No, we said, we're sorry, we don't know that she was Nishma just because Edechad is believed to be Shoi Hikilo to be mad to her. Chazal were not Machmer that Edechad is going to answer her. So if we only know that she's Nishma, I'll pee this woman. We're not going to make her Tameya. So we understand. But if you tell me the case that there were eight and that she was Nishpush, the other woman is Tameya anyway. So what do you mean she's not Nemenis vis-a-vis the other woman? Like, what's the relevance? El Pshita Dulekedim, the case has to be there is no Edim. So if there's no Edim, then it makes sense. Vis-a-vis yourself, she's Kushamash Chlichadi Surah. Vis-a-vis the other woman, she has no Nemenis. Ema Sefer. So the case of the Aniva Chreti Tahara, Nemenis Al-Gabretta, Ben Nemenis Al-Atzma. We do like Edom, Atma my lo mehemna. El pshita dike Edom. So we're forced to say that the last case there were Edom that she was nishbu, that they were nishbu. So it comes out that Reisha b'seifa case number two, and case number four, is the case that there were Edom that they were nishbu, and see also case number three is the like Edom. There was no Edom. That's pretty strange, Bryce. That's the Morris Kasha. Summer Abaya. In, yes, we'll accept this strange case. Reisha B'Sefa Dika Edim, it's Yasta Deleke. Abaya says, yes, we'll accept this shot, which seems to be strange in the Braisa, that there were, that cases number two and four, there were Edim. Case number three, there were no Edim. Now, Papa Amar, Kula Dikahedim. All three cases, there were Edim. So now, the problem is, so case number two and case number four make sense. There were Edim, there were Nishbu, and she's coming and trying to say to her, Rav. So she's not either, the case number two, she's saying, I'm to her, my other one is, the other one is to Meyu. Case number four, she's saying, I am the other one, to her, Rav. She's not believed. There's Edim that they're in Nishbu. We assume that there's Tameya. And Erechud is, that she's not believed. It's a real self that she's Tahara. So in the case number two, she's saying, I'm Tahara. Case number four, she's saying, I, another one of Tahara. So she believed that another woman, not on herself. Problem is the Mitziyasa. She's coming, I, saying, I, another one are Tameya. So she's believed in herself and not on the other person. If there's Edim, she's also another person anyway. So Morris says that the case was kul dika edim vika ed echad the ko'apich. All three cases there were edim, saying that they were nishbu. But besides the fact that there were edim and there were nishbu, that the case was that there was an ed echad which is saying the opposite of her. So she's saying to Meya, the edim saying to her. She's saying to her, the edim saying to Meya. So Amr, she says, in the Mitziyasa, I need to meya b'chaberti to her. Case number three is, she's saying, no, that's for the case number one, she's saying, I need to meya b'chaberti to her. V'amr lo edachod, no, at to her, b'chaberti to meya, you got the story wrong. That you were the one which is to her, and the other one which is to meya. From the trauma of the moment you make me, you forgot, you know, you got it wrong. So now what? So she's saying to me, Ada is saying she's to her. Ada is saying the other person is to me, she's saying the other person is to her. So she said she's to me, she's to me. She's neman visiting herself to create Isra in herself more than the other eight. And vis-a-vis the other woman, she's saying the other woman is to her, and the Erechad is saying the other woman is to me. The case of Erechad against Erechad will believe Erechad the Tahara Shuyi Kilu, like we had before. So if the Chazar make a Shuyi to accept Erechad, Erechad gets a locha like two. And Erechad says to me, is not believed, connected that. So it's one against two, so she's believed him out to her. That's case number one. Case number two, Anita Harib B'chaberti Tameya. Varmulay Erechad, at Tameya. B'chaberti to her. You're saying you're to her, but it's not true, you're Tameya. You're saying the other woman is Tameya, I'm saying the other woman is to her. Okay, even E Kimadika Adam Lab Kokimino. So she can't be believed to say to her, there's Adam that she was Nishbu. She has no mnemonis to say that she is to her. Khaberta Mishaya Puma, the other woman, which the, let's say, Rachel is saying that Leah is to Meya, but there's an aid saying Leah is to her. We believe the aid that Leah is to her. And even Khaberti to Meya, Ramallah aid. So she's saying that she's Tameya, and the other woman is Tameya. Rachel is saying both she and Leah are Tameya, and the Ada is saying both Rachel and Leah are Tahara. So, we can't believe that Echad to be Matar because she says that she's Tameya, so there's a din of Shavu Nechadich Surah, and she's believed vis a vis herself more than any Adam. So she says she's Tameya, she's Tameya. However, the other woman, Chaverta Mishtaya Puma Deid, but Leah is permitted based on the aid that says Leah is Tahara. The Mor says Hosulamali Hanu Reisha. So what's the chiddush of this case? That's basically the Reisha. There is both the concept of Shabbinichadisurah, right? In the case where she says I'm Tameya, and aid saying she's Tahara, she's believed vis-a-vis herself. And that when she's saying the other woman is Tameya, and they're saying the other woman is Tahara, they is believed. It's also already been said. So what's the chiddush of this of case number three? Whereas the Hanu Manu Tema Hani Tervayo Tahara Sninu. really both of them are taharas. The Eid is saying both women are tahara. Shiel Dolan says no, both of us are tamei. So maybe we should argue the following. Even though we have a din shavin chesli the surah, but we should say from the fact that she's the Eid says all the women are, and the Eid is believed. When she says the woman is tamei, it's like, what's going on? Why is she saying that? Tara says she wants to get the other woman. And she says, she realizes that, you know, to say the woman is tamei, she might be believed. But she says she and the other woman are tamei, maybe that like would give her more credence to what she's saying. And that's, there's, behind the kamra haki, is tamos nafshi in plishtim, hidaka avda. She says, you know, Shimshon said, listen, I'm going down anyway, but I might as well take down all the plishtim with me, right? So I'll take. It's worth it for me to get take myself down in order to get this other woman and make her also tikkuna. That's how much she doesn't look like the other woman. So that's what I would think, that maybe that's what's happening. So the Zak the Bryce, no, Kamash Malon, that we don't say that, and therefore we're not going to make her to her rub based on that argument. The other woman is to her because Eidechon says she's to her rub, but the woman, she's of herself, she's to me. Okay. Now, ihi kimin deika edim lav kol kamino. Once there are edim that she was nishba, so she's not believed. They say that she's tahara. So she's not believed. What's the question? What about the other woman? So the other woman, there's she's saying the other woman is tahara, and then Eidechon saying the other woman is tamei. So we said. So as we said, that the one that which says to her, or the A which says to her, is believed because the Chazal gave them oneness to the A which says to her, and that therefore the A counts like two, and the A which says to me is one against two, which doesn't work. Versus again, both of these points have been said earlier in the Braisa, both that. She has known the monist to say that she's Tahara. And both that Eidechod saying to her and Eidechod saying to Meir, we believe that Eidechod says to her, excuse me, Hanaresha the Resha, it's all the way the first case. Mersamata Temeki Mehemda, but Malkam the Pasla Nafsha. Malkam the Makshra Nafsha, Emaloi Mehemda. Kamash Malon. Maybe we could have mistakenly thought that which we give them monist. Rahul walks in and says, listen, I'm Tamei, but Leah is Tahara. And Eichel says, Leah is Tamei. We say, you know what? Leah is Tahara. Maybe the reason why I believe that the woman over the aid is not just because of the rule. The aid says Tahara, the aid says Tamei, we give them one of the aid, which is Tahara. But over here, there's a certain credence what she's saying, but the fact that she's admitting that she's Tamei. So maybe we should argue when she's admitting she's Tamei. And she says the other woman is to her, and she's not trying to take the other woman down. That gives a certain credence to what she's saying. So that's believed over the Eidechon, which says that she's to me. Here she's saying both of us are to her. So maybe in that case, we don't give her an emunus, Rachel believe. We don't believe Rachel about Leah more than the Eidechon about Leah, because the Eidechon is saying Leah is to me, and she's saying Leah is to her. Therefore, the Bryce says no, that's not the pshat. It's not because there's a certain emunus given to her by the fact that she's admitting that she's Tameya. No, even if she says both of Tahara, we believe that her, the Seleya, is Tahara more than the Eid Echot. Okay. In other words, we could, so that you can even argue, add it, like, over here, it looks like she's saying, listen, you know, they left us alone. That sort of like gives a certain more mnemonis to what she's saying. So her goal right here is not to do machaleya, it's more to try and give the mnemonis vis-a-vis herself. Maybe that's what's happening, therefore we don't believe her vis-a-vis Leia. No, we believe her vis-a-vis Leia.
The second one needs some testimony, even though there might be just one person saying, why can't they just ask the second person?
The second person has no mnemonis on themselves.
Himself.
Right. That would be so. So that even though Eidechon is believed, but to believe her, the woman is nishba, one woman, nishba, and so we know that she's nishba, we have no idea what happened to her. She says, listen, I'm telling you, I'm to her, she's not believed. Chazal did not believe Rav Zevir himself. Okay. So Rashi, all the way up. So, in the first case, she says, "I'm Tamei Achbreti." To her, the man is Halakol. She's believed in everything. She says, "I need to her of Achbreti Tamei. Ain't a man is Alklum." She's not believed in anything. Come a farish of the cool. The Morris is going to go through the Bryce. So Morris says, "Well, let's go through the case. Either like Adam Shanishbu, we don't know independently that they were taken captive." She says to her, well, why she not believed? That's the case. The woman says, Nishpesi was to her, which is believed. Upshita, we're forced to say in case number two, the Gaidim. It's the Raidim that she was taken captive. Hilkov. Ayatsun Ainan Menes Latahara. Once you know that she's taken captive, she's not believed, they said that she's to her. And now she says, so therefore she says, I need to her, she's not believed. Now she says, Chavertis Tamea. So she's not believed. So Rashi says, well, based on the Adam, she's also, so what does it mean she's not believed? Yes, we do say that we assume that the other woman is Tamea. Is that because we believe Rachel, the other woman? Even without her, the monas. Without her aedis, sir. Without her aedis, we would assume that Leah is Tamei. Okay. Then we said, in case number three, she said both of us, Aniva Chaberti is Tamei. So she believed in herself and not a busy with other women. So why should not believe it's the other person? Because we're assuming right now, before she's saying anything, that the other woman is to her. Okay. So what's the case? The case has to be that there was no Adam. So Rashi says, so in case number one, she says, Ani Tamei. No. In case number two, she says, "I need to her, but to mercy to Meir, ain't on that menace. Bishop ain't on that menace, the ratio. Awagab the Akula Milsam Mashma, she's not believed in anything. Shakla Mitzi Mishum Dido. So, okay. In case number three, the Lush of the Bryce says, Ani v'chabreti tamei. The men is alat, we're in the men is al chabreti. She's not believed in another woman. So more so when she's not believed in another woman, if there ain't him that she was nishba, she should believe in another woman. So Rashi says, what does that mean? We just, in case number two, she said chabreti tamei, you said ain't in the menace, and you were okay with that. And now you're saying ain't in the menace, you're getting all upset about it. It's both cases. She's saying Leah is Tamei. Case number two, she's saying Leah is Tamei. She's to her. Case number three, she's saying both of us are Tamei. She's not believed in Leah. No, that's why we don't believe in Leah. She's Tamei because of the Adam. Rashi says, in case number two, you weren't bothered by the Losh of Ain and the Menas. Right? And why in case number three are you bothered by it? So Rashi says, in case number two, the language was Ain and the Menas. That's all it said with those words. The Bryce only said those words, Ain and the Menas. Case number three, it says Ain and the Menas al Khaberta. So, the truth is, the Maisa, in cases two and three, Leah is going to be Tamei. If there are Adam, Leah is Tamei. So, what do you mean, Adam and the Menace? She's saying Leah is Tamei, and the Adam is saying, because of the Adam, we're assuming that she's Tamei. We're saying, no, she's not believed. What it means, not believed, that Leah is Tamei. The answer is, like Rashi said before, because it's not really her giving us the fact that Leah is Tamei, it's because the Adam create that problem. So that's such a great term, it's a grash. So, but in the case number two, she said two things. I'm to her, and Leah is to me. Is what the Bryce said in a menace. Now, visibly herself, in a menace is very important to say. She's not believed that she's to her. Visibly Leah, it's acceptable the language of Ain and the Menace. We can make it make sense. Okay. because but the main point is she not believed in herself. Okay. But in case number three, where the language of the Brice is explicitly, she's not believed on Leah. She's not believed on Leah. Then therefore, Leah is to her. The Adim, Leah is to me. So that phrase, even though it means, listen, but not because of her, it's because of Adim. Like, you know, that doesn't sound what the Brice is saying. So, she's not believed, therefore, Leah is to her. That's not true. There, if there's Adim, that's not going to be true. And that's the problem. Wow. Complicated Rashi. Okay. Read inside again. Bishlam Enem and Estheresha. Sorry, Enem and Estheresha. Akarcha Mashra, the Chaberta, Bechest is Tahara Kaim. If you tell me that she's not believed on Leah, that means that we're saying halakhically Leah is Tahara. So the worst thing, if there's Eden, how could that be? It can't be. So Rashi says, I understand. Why are you assuming in the menace means that therefore means the halacha that she's saying Leah is to her? Maybe just me. That she Leah is to her, but not because of her, it's because of Aiden. So what's the price of telling me? Who cares? But in the last case, you were okay with that idea. In case number two, Albagab the Akula Milsa Mashma. It's going back vis-a-vis Leah also, and you should get a bit nervous. What are you saying? Leah is the mutter? There's Aiden there. How could Leah be mutter? No. Shachla misti mishum di dor. The language in the menace, the main point is to tell me that she's not believed vis-a-vis herself. And we use that law. Should we say, by the way, she's not believed vis-a-vis Leah anyway? El hacha, the behed yatona in the menace of chaberta, if it says explicitly that she's not believed on Leah, which means that she's not believed in Leah's mutter, and that's not true. That's the cash. Alpshita leka edim. So there's no edim. So therefore, she's not believed to make Leah to Meya. Good. Why she believed in herself? Adida mehamna the shemisha the nafshachdicha disur. But vis-a-vis herself, she's believed because shavi nafshachdicha disur. So Morris says, the Abai says yes. The case has to be that two and four there are edim. In case number three, there's no edim. Rapapa says that there were Edim, and there was the Apich. There was an Edech, which is saying that Mapich is called the Berah, saying the opposite of her. In all four cases, they did say the opposite of what she says. So, in the first case of the Mishnah, the Bryce, I'm sorry, she says to Meya, corrected to her. So she says to Meya, Shavanach is the Surah. The Eitz says she's to her. No, but she says the other woman is to her. And they said the other woman is to me. But she's believed to make the other woman to her. In case number one, she says, I'm to me. Rachel says, I'm to me, and Leah is to her. The aid says, so Rachel is saying, Rachel is to me, and Leah is to her. And the aid is saying that Leah is to me, and Rachel is to her. So you say, listen, Rachel says she's Tamei, she's Tamei. Shabbat is the Surah. Rachel tells me Leah is to her, and the aide says Leah is Tamei. So who's believed? We believe Leah, it becomes permitted based on the testimony of Rachel. So why do you believe Rachel more than the aide? The aide saying that Leah is Tamei. Rachel saying Leah is to her. So that's how we rely on Erech to be matter. If there is some type of testimony, they're believed. And therefore, the woman, it means, so a woman over here is believed. When the Torah gave them on this Erech, it has the weight of two. So Rachel says Leah is to her. She's believed like two Edim. Comes along Beryl and says Leah is to Meah. It's one against two, because Beryl's Edim is saying that Leah is to Meah, and Rachel's Edim is that Leah is to her. And Rachel's believed like two, and Beryl's only believed like one. So it's one against two. So Leah is mutter. Okay. In case number two, she says I'm to her. And Leah is Tamea. The Erechot says that Rachel is Tamea, and Leah is Tahara. So she's saying she's Tahara. Once you're Eidei Shvuya, she's not believed. Now Rashi's coming to Lafuke. Don't think the problem is Rachel walks in and says, I'm Tahara, and Beryl says, Rachel is Tamei. That's the problem. The problem is Beryl. I mean, you can't believe her again. You can't believe her, even though we say the Erechot is believed to say Mutter, Kenega, the one says Osir. And here Rachel is saying Mutter, and Beryl is saying Osir. No. And we should argue, yeah, but it's herself. And therefore, that's they should not believe. The Russians, you get it, that's not what we're talking about. The problem is, leave Beryl out of this. Once there's two Adam that she was taken captive, she's not believed this. She's Tahara. By Eidei Shvuya Koi. Beryl says that she's Tameya, does not have the way to make her Osir. Except only it should be, a woman walks in and she says, Nishbeti v'taharani. So she's believed. We don't know, there's no Edom. She says, Nishbeti v'taharani. So she has a Pesha, a Pesha hit. Erechel says, no, she's Tameya. But the Rashi garnished, Erechel does not believe in Tuma. We find by Soita, Erechel is believed by Tuma. Case of Soita, two Edom, the man, husband tells his wife, don't be with Shmerel in seclusion. He warned her. Kino. Two Adam that she was with Shmerel in seclusion. There's two Adam on this to run. We don't know what happened. She's a Soita. Right? So she's a Suffolk. Comes along Yankel and says, I know that they had beer. They had Echos believed. In that case, it's her believed by them. Says Rashi, that's a special din. Why? Because there's a Raglaim with Dabr. Once she was warned. And to wait him on that. Once she was in conclusion, and to wait him on that. Well, Erecha walks in and says that they had Bia, we believe that. That's the only case you believe Erecha by Tum. Well, we see that that's not 100% true. Because you see, we believe Erecha to be mad to her. Even in heaven, even a shifka. So it's an issue of vadan. You see, more it's not a roiv, which is not it's not a roiv, which we're applying that therefore there's a vadai tuma. It has a din like a it's a rabbanon, which they accept an erech and etc.
So Rav Papa is saying that there's two witnesses that say that he's with
Kat. Yeah.
So that automatically would then say that they are Tamei.
That creates a halachic assumption of Tamei.
Right. And then she comes and says that her friend's pure, so now she's contradicting those two.
Well, leave her out. Let's say the case, right? To Adam walk and say, we know that this woman over here, Rachel, was taken captive, and comes to Yaakov and says, I know that nothing happened to her. He's believed. Yeah, Erech is believed to be mounted to her.
Over the two.
Well, the two again, the two are not saying that she's the man.
Okay, so they're just so
creating a lot of assumptions.
So there's an assumption that she's
right. The Chazal accept that Erech is saying that she's sent to her.
So, Meikur Din, forget about the Rabban, Meikur Din, she's taken captive. What's the halacha?
Before the Chavon came along?
Yeah.
She's a Cheskas Tahara. So if you tell me Erech is believed, so she says I'm Tameya Chavreti Tahara. Excuse me. She says Aniva Chavreti Tameya. Eid says no, both of you are Tahara. So the Eid is believed vis-a-vis Leia and not vis-a-vis Rachel. Why not? It's the one who says to her is believed. Yeah, but Shavu Nafshati Chazi Sura. So Mori says, okay, Hana Reisha. We already told you this between the case number one and case number two. Case number three is obvious. Hani Mili Tavayu Ashvina Bereisha. Both of these points have been told us earlier in the Brisa. Chaticha di Surah Mireisha Shemina. The fact that she's that she says Tavaya and the age says Tahara, she's believed. On herself, because Shabbat particularly story. That's the first case. Okay, she rushed the chaverta puma de aid. Me say for the Reish Shemina. And that which the she says the other woman is to Meir, and the Eid says the other woman is to Hara, and we believe the Eid against her. We also said that. We said that in case number two. The Mor says Hara Reisha. Now Rashi explains what this word Reisha here is being used in a confusing way. In the beginning of the Gemara, the Mor quoted case number two and called it the Reisha. So case number two was the Reisha. Now we're saying Hana Reisha, this is the Reisha, meaning cases number one and number two together. So the Rashi says, Tarti Vabi Kamaisa Reisha Karaluhu. The first two cases are referred to as the Reisha. Why? The Damin Lahadodi. Because they function in fairly parallel type of cases. These cases one and two, she's saying Tameya and Tahara, either that she's Tameya, the other woman is Tahara, or she's Tahara, the other woman is Tameya. So they're parallel cases. Tati Babi Basraisa, Kalimilsi, the last two cases are also one unit. Both, she's saying both are Tameya, or she's saying both are Tahara. Cholkada Tonan Milsa Bechilufa. Both units, there is a case and the opposite case. Bamba Resha, Bamba Sefer. In the first two cases, we give a case and an opposite. In the second two cases, we give a case and an opposite. So, compared to case number three, the first two are called the Resha. Some more answers that there's a Kiddush over here. They're really both, they had to say both are to her. She's saying both are to me, and they had to say both are to her. So I would think that really both are to her, like the Eid says. And I would think Thomas Nafshim Plishtim Kamash Malon, Sequestum Mash Malon, that we don't say that, and therefore she is Tameya. Mishum Nemonas Alatz with Tony Law. So the Kiddush over here is that she is Tameya. Okay. Then the last case says, she says both of them are Tahara. So her, since there are Edim, she's not believed. Kim dika Edim Karsina. Again, Rashi is saying, don't think the problem is because there's an Ein Echad saying Tameya. Because when Rapapa learns the case, in case number four, the woman is saying both of I and Rochla saying I and Leah are Tahara. The Ein Echad Shmerel is saying, no, Rochla and Leah are Tameya. And the Mor says she's not believed in herself because there is an aid, Shmerel, or because there are two aid in that there where she was captured. Which one? So Rashi says, Kimadika Adim Gersina. The problem is not Shmerel. The problem is the Adim that she's Nishba. And once she's the Adim that she's Nishba, the woman is not believed in herself to say she's Tahara. Mor says, Savaita what's the Kiddush? That's Rashi the Rashi. So Rashi, I mean, there are two points over here in the Brisa. The point is that vis-a-vis herself, she's not believed. And vis-a-vis Leia, she is believed. Now, that's if she's believed in Leia. In case number two in the Brisa was, that which she's not believed in herself is case number two. Anita her, and they said she's not believed because of the Raidim that she was Nishba. But that which we know that she is believed vis-a-vis Leia, the aid over here saying that Leia is to her, is to Meia, is from case number one. So Mori asks him from the case number one. The Rashi says, why do you ask in case number one? The two points in case number four are really explained in one and two. So the language should be Hano Reisha, period. Like I said before, Reisha 1 and 2 count as a unit. So why are you saying, I'm specifically discussing case number 1 and not 1 and 2? Just say Hana Reisha. So why is it we're asking Hana Reisha de Reisha? That's the first case of the first set. The Havada, I mishum, the Ein Amen is Alatzma, which is case number 2. Lo Yisuch Lemisne. I don't need that. The Tuba Ashminon. that which case number two number two, told me that once her aid is shruya, she's not believe said that she's to her. We already told you that. What's the the more isn't asking on that element of Chiddush, because I want to tell you that element of Chiddush. That Mokma Edishriya loy mehem no lemimra taharani. Even though we already said that in case number two, we want to stress it again in case number four. That I get. So what's the more asking though? Mishum nemenas alchaverta hu deitzruch. The Avagav, the aid komachish law mehemna. Rashi should. Do you have a gears of change in the Rashi? I'm not sure how to read the Rashi. The point of the Rashi is that the Talmud the Kiddush of case number two, that was a very important point in case number two. We already said that, we already said that. So if that's the point, we have no Haman, that's the point. So what's the Kiddush? The Kiddush is that she believed on Leah. We already said that in case number one. That's you need it. But that point we already told us on the ratio of the ratio. Okay, so that's all the Rashi is here.